Check, check, check. Checking the sound. Checking the sound. Sound check. One. One. Sound. Sound check.
Hey.
Amando.
What?
Oh, fuck. That's like the worst Christopher Walken. But
yeah, it is.
You know, Amando, I was thinking the other day, why don't you and I do a podcast? It'd be great. It'd be Amando on Walken or Walken on Amando. I like walking on Armando.
Yeah, that's
what do you like?
Yeah.
Sorry. That's Christopher Walken now because he's old and he's slower. Sorry. I love Christopher Walken, but I know it's kind of true, isn't it? Let's face it, people. He's not as spry as he was. Did you see that fucking Peter Pan on Christmas Day like two years ago? Oh my God. Christopher Walken played Captain Hook in that Peter Pan and it was a live show, but he's so fucking old and he can't dance that much anymore. Like, he can still dance, but they had to keep putting out a fucking stool for him to sit on. So he had to keep sitting down in the middle of this live broadcast of Peter Pan, like coming from like London or whatever.
Oh man.
And he was that old. He played Captain Hook.
Right.
He played Captain Hook. Peter Pan. I'm gonna kill you. In Neverland, I'm going to try it. It's a rhyme scheme. You understand? That doesn't work. It doesn't rhyme. Guys, here at the Mondo Ronda, Mike Zimmer, we're doing our sound check. Shout-outs yet again. What up, Team Awesome Inc.? Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. All that good shizzle. As promised, we always do the shout-outs to the YouTube commenters and the peeps. So thank you, peeps, yet again. The Awesome Knots, as I'm calling you, even though some of you are like, why are you calling us Awesome Knots? It sounds like you're saying we're not awesome. And I'm like, no, it's like astronaut, but awesome.
Hey.
Yeah. Awesome astronaut. We're not saying you're awesome, nut. Like, now I feel like a dick for saying it. So we can't call him awesome.
It's not the 90s anymore.
Yeah, thank you. It's not Borat.
Despite.
It's not that fucking scene in Borat.
Despite all our references.
Yeah, despite all the shitty references we have from the 90s. And Borat, let's face it.
Yep.
My wife. I don't have one. Oh, God. So remember last week, Amari Fan was like, hey, you should react to the new Baywatch trailer. Yep. Not new Baywatch trailer, but...
Is there a new
Baywatch? Yeah, well, there was one, so we're going to react to it.
All right.
Thank you, Amari Fan 1. We're going to be reacting to that today. We're looking forward to Zac Efron and The Rock being all sexy and getting up to hijinks. And there's ladies, too, that I'm sure are sexy. anyway, I'm not partial to The Rock or Zac Efron. Why are you asking?
Huh?
Shut up, Armando.
It's all good.
Shut up.
It's not the 90s anymore.
Well, here's the thing. It's only because they're featuring those two actors and showing their bodies off that I don't even, like, they don't talk about the women in it. So it's the first time I've been like, there's some sexy dudes. Fuck the bitches.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, I am a straight man,
it's
right?
It's like 60% dudes in the
trailer. Mainly dudes, yeah. And I'm okay with that. You know, it's Baywatch, but it's mainly dudes. I think
they're being more inclusive in Baywatch.
No, Ghostbusters was ladies. Baywatch is dudes. Wow, we live in like that fucking Sliders universe where women were in charge, like kind of like we're slowly getting to that. So thank you, AmariFan1, for that. We will be reacting to that. IC Music NCS liked our Mummy International trailer reaction where we're like, what the fuck is going on? They said great video. And then Top Shelf Sounds yet again, man. They were like, lovely, hey, lovely vid.
Hey.
they put a hey, comma, lovely vid. Thank you, Top Shelf.
That's smooth.
That's a real classy way of doing it. And they're Top Shelf Sounds. They're great. I've looked them up a bit. They're a cool production company. IC Music, another cool one. Do a lot of royalty-free music for artists. Like, you just kind of pay them a fee. So check out Top Shelf Sounds and IC Music. They're fucking dope. Shout out to you guys. And thanks for checking out our fucking reaction videos. Those are for the Mummy ones. And then Michael Zoku, which... I guess it's like Goku. I'm thinking Goku, but it might just really be his last name. Michael Zoku commented on our... you weren't there for this. This was for our All Eyes on Me Tupac biopic reaction.
Yes.
He said, good reaction, bro. Can't wait. And he said, BET is coming out with a Death Row series, bros. And I'm like, yes. Are you serious? I was hoping for a Death Row movie, but they're going to do a Death Row TV series? Dude, they got to focus on Suge Knight. He's got to be like the Michael Corleone of that fucking thing. That's got to be like a fucking Tony Soprano situation. Like, it's got to be like hip-hop mixed with mafia shit. Thank you for that, Michael Zoku. Shout out to you on that, and thanks for thanking us. we're thankful. But yeah, and I thank you for that information, man. I'm looking forward to the Death Row series. I got to check that out. I really was hoping they'd do a movie, but you know what? If they do a series and it's like really well done, you could do the whole 90s. You could do like the whole 90s, like 10 years.
Yeah, you could do like...
That could go on and on, and I could just watch the whole thing and be like, yes!
Yeah, you could just put like a huge budget into it.
Welcome to Death Row, motherfucker! Yeah. That's the title. Or bitch. But I think bitch is used too often, so you just say motherfucker. Like, it doesn't have to have that. It's just an idea. Thanks, BET, and thank you, Michael Zoku. Apriella Swizy, I can't fucking pronounce this one. Aprelia Swizy commented on our... Mummy, was that our mummy reaction? I believe, yeah, it was. She said she wants us to react to the Good Witch season 3 trailer. We don't know what that is.
Okay.
So no, sorry. I hate saying that.
Really?
I don't. I've never seen Good Witch season 1 or 2. So for us to react to Good Witch season 3 trailer seems
a little. We react to all three.
Well, it just seems weird to me. Like I'm slowly figuring out what this show is about. Just starting. I mean, I can't just say no. I mean, we'll think about it. How about that? We might do it if we have time. All right. But thank you.
It might get bumped.
Yeah, it may get bumped back a week or so. We get some Let's Plays that we've been trying to get done, which are coming out great, by the way. Looking forward to that. Don't forget our Let's Plays. And then Rex Trek commented on our Alien Covenant video, the one where David the robot goes off and and he's like, I'm going to go fucking blow up like the creators of the universe. So this is what he says. Rex Trek said, I think he, as in David, decided to kill them, the creators of the universe, because of what he learns while Shaw is asleep. So the entire time, because David doesn't have to go into cryostasis when he's going across the universe. Right. Like, he's not bio, like, he's like, he won't age. He's an ageless robot. He can just fix himself as long as his head's attached, which they did reattach. Spoilers for a 2-minute clip. And but Shaw was asleep, so the entire time that he was on his way over there, she like for like however long, like what, like hundreds of years maybe,
right?
Who knows how long he was on that ship, just an android learning the ways of their people, and realizing, you know what, fuck them, I'm gonna blow them, I'm gonna destroy their fuck them.
Space is pretty big. It's probably at least a few
hundred
years.
These guys have ruined the universe somehow by creating it. Fuck them. Like, he figured some shit out by learning their ways. And I think in Alien Covenant we'll figure this out. And so that's why he decided to bomb them, is what Rex Trek said on the comments, basically. So that's what, and I kind of agree, but I want to know what he learned. And this has only got me more excited for Alien Covenant. So thank you, Rex Trex. Thank you, Michael Zoku.
Yeah, this is how you hype a movie.
And all the other peeps that have been commenting. Who did we miss? Oh, yeah. I love you. Do you remember me? You're Angelica. That might be spam. Who knows? But sure, we remember you, Angelica.
Yes.
Look. In Chicago, I had a drinking problem for about 10 years. And in Chicago, I don't remember a lot. So if people start popping up, being like, hey, do you remember me?
Yeah, that's the short version of Mike's origin story.
Yeah, there you go. That's the super short version. I had a drinking problem. I was living in Chicago. That's the end of it. I won't go into detail, but there may be time travel. All right, let's go back. That's going to do it for this sound check. Now, after every sound check, we always check in with each other, but we've gone on at length on this sound check. So how the hell are you doing, man?
Yeah, all right.
Me too.
It could be worse.
Yeah, right? It can always be worse. At least as long as we have that attitude, I think we'll be fine. Life will go on.
I guess.
What is it? Life.
I suppose.
What does Jeff Goldblum say?
Life finds a way.
Life finds a way. That's another half-assed impression for you guys. You're welcome.
Another 90s reference.
Another 90s reference and a half-assed impression. Dude, we are just killing it in this sound check. Fuck it. All right. Well, with that, let's start the shizzy. Help me, Armando. It's like trying to start a mower. The shizzy.
3, 2, 1. Let's get here. Awesome hypothetical.
Ah, yes. Isn't that a nice little ditty from Stoddard Black? Oh, it's refreshing, isn't it?
Yes,
you know,
yes.
After that crazy, intense sound check, shout-outs to the peeps. Thanks again, peeps. We had a nice little music interlude from Stoddy Blackall. And now we're going to discuss the mysteries of the universe. But today, instead of being so relaxed, it's time for your worst-case scenario, motherfucker!
What?
That's right, worst-case scenario. Don't be relaxed. The shit has hit the fan, fuckers. And we've got some scenarios that Armando and I, being that this is Team Awesome Inc., we are going to tackle this awesome hypotheticals and these worst-case scenarios as a team. Are you ready for this, Team Awesome Inc.? Yes. Wait, I said it. You didn't say it.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay, yes. We both said it at the same time. Wait, 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Nice. That was a solid
Ooh,
yes.
That reverberated.
Yeah, excellent. We broke the audio, but that's good because now the levels are like, all right, we got it. Here we go. I got a list of worst case scenarios you can go into. Now, try not to look ahead as I read this because I want you to react spontaneously, please.
Sure.
My brain didn't work for a minute. Armando and I are going to go through each scenario, and we're going to discuss as a team, as two people surviving this worst case scenario, how we're going to utilize our skills that we've gained throughout life. Out of the 30 or some years that we have combined, it's 64? Yeah, 64?
Like 63, 64.
Yeah, 63, 64 years. Okay, so here's the first worst case scenario. We're just going to go through these quickly. Here's the first one. Stranded in the woods. Oh, no. Armando Aranda, we were on a plane. It was a charter plane going over British Columbia or Saskatchewan. I don't know, some part of Canada, like north where all the woods are.
Where all the woods?
Super, super... Okay, so we're up north, super wooded area.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give us the location because I think that's only fair if we know the region we're at. We're talking northern America, maybe around the Canadian border. We're talking.
Oh, okay, sure.
So we're talking.
So it's not super cold wasteland.
Not super cold wasteland at this time of year. And so it's during this time of year, spring, summertime.
Right.
This time of year. Not fall, not winter, like what it is right now. So in this weather, the plane went down, but we jumped out in time, and we had a shoot, and we, of course, did it tandem style.
Yes.
You know, that's the only way we know how. But you guys decide who was on top and who was on bottom, and you can switch around all you want. That's disgusting. I'm sorry, but you're welcome if you enjoyed it. All right, Armando, we land, and boom, we're in the middle of the woods.
All right.
What do we got in our pockets right now? Go.
What?
All right, mescaline. What else do I got?
Pack of gum.
Heroin, crack cocaine, and a lighter. Nice.
Oh,
okay,
lighter.
So I do have a lighter. No, no, what do I have in my pockets right now? I have paper money that could be used as kindling for fire.
Right.
I do have a lighter because of my medicinal herbal supplements.
Yes.
I need heat for my medicinal herbal supplements.
Right,
So good. I have a lighter. We've got keys. Keys can be used as tools. You can like wedge him into wood and use him as stuff. Okay, what do
I
got? Oh yeah, so you're stranded in the woods. Bear Grylls. What does Bear Grylls say? Okay, first thing you do is you got to create a shelter, right?
Okay.
All right. So sure. So what do we
well,
where,
I mean,
where are we gonna find our shelter? We're in the woods. Where are we gonna set it up?
Well, okay. I mean, we could either look for a shelter of some kind.
We could look for like a cave.
I mean, we're like far away from civilization.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, okay.
We're in the middle of the fucking woods.
Yeah, we could look
stranded.
We could look for a cave. Oh man, I would be afraid to find a bear. Or
that's what I'm saying. Because we're in North America by Canada. That's where the fucking black bears are.
Right.
The fucking big ass grizzlies that
like the
grizzly man's
like
style.
The deadliest. Well, maybe aside from Russia, like the deadliest bears in the world.
I mean, I'm fairly certain that we're both paranoid enough that we would sense a bear just by being like, I sense a bear. We'd both stop and be like, a bear is near. Bears, they're big and they make a lot of noise when they move.
Yeah.
But they can also be really quiet. It's fucked
right?
up, man. And they could sneak up on you. And they could sniff, sniff.
Is that their MO?
I don't know. They're not like alligators. See, that's the thing. We don't know bears well enough. So let's not take on any bears.
You know what? I think the first thing I would do is...
Or bobcats. That's another thing.
Find a good stick and try to sharpen it.
Wait, yeah, we need
how
weapons.
How would I sharpen it? We would need a knife.
Oh, dude, no. What you do is you take a rock that's very coarse.
Uh-huh.
And you just grind the stick against the rock until it's pointed.
Uh-huh.
And you do it three sides. So it's like a triangle.
Right.
And then you just get it to a point.
Right.
And that's what, I don't know. That's, I should remember Bear Grylls. Sorry.
All right.
And you, so cool. If you want, and that's for a spear, but you don't want it to be too long because it'll break if it bends.
Right.
But you want it to be sturdy enough and it can't be, the wood, it can't be too dry. It can't be too wet. There's
right.
a lot of fucking rules, man.
Okay, great, great.
So,
great.
But I like the idea of arming ourselves, but I think we should get a shelter going because night's going to come. And when night comes, we're going to need shelter. We're going to need a place to stay. We're going to need heat. We're going to need fire. I got a lighter on me, so we're good.
Okay.
And I got paper money.
Okay, so gather wood.
Wood gathering, yes.
Wood gathering.
So just the first night, you know, it's the first night.
Right.
We can't fucking hunt yet. It's night one, man. We got to set up shelter in a fucking base.
Well, we have to find water. We have to find food.
We need a water source, yes, but food and water is the next day. First day is just getting fucking settled in.
Okay.
It's like moving into our new shitty apartment out in the woods. Fuck.
Okay.
All right. Well, so we're moving in.
Well, we're definitely gathering wood.
By the time
wood.
We get the shelter built and we gather the wood,
yeah.
it's fucking nighttime and the bears are going to be running around.
Okay. Yeah.
But they don't like smoke and they don't like fire.
How do we cover our scent? Do we like
roll? Smoke, man. We use the charcoal and the smoke and the wood.
Oh, and that'll double.
Rub that on us. The bears will smell that. They hate fire and smoke.
Oh, really?
They're scared of it because they
know
that.
Oh, that,
forest
that
fires,
might be a forest
yeah.
fire. All
exactly.
Right.
It's a survival thing.
Oh, and also it might just serve as a smoke signal to be like, hey,
yes.
rescue us.
Yeah, like, whoa, there's a fire going on in the woods.
Yeah.
Like, there's clearly smoke. Park Ranger sees that. And if we get a big enough fire going, hopefully if we're by a stream, if we get a big enough fire going at night by a stream, we can contain it. And if we're completely desperate, we could just start a forest fire.
Right.
Be like, help us, forest fire. That'd be horrible. I would never want to do that. to save our own asses, burn down an entire forest. That's such a human thing to do, you know?
Well, I don't know if you get desperate enough.
Fuck that, man. Like I'd be like, you know what? You know, this is where I ended
up.
I'm not going to burn down an entire forest to save my own life.
I don't know. I mean,
horrible.
I might be too tired enough to care.
Oh,
at
you
that
mean
point.
Delirious and just like, fuck it, man.
Yeah, fuck
burn
it
down.
Just like
for that's how we get out.
Let the.
Oh, my God. We would literally. That's how we'd get out of that worst case scenario is we try and survive. We'd set up a shelter. We'd get sick. We'd be like, fuck this shit. Let's just burn it down and hope somebody. And then the firefighters come and they'll be like, but then we'll get arrested because we burned down a national forest.
But we'd be alive.
But if it was in Canada, though, if we made it up north and we burned down Canadian woods, well, no, they had a fire recently over in Canada, so that's bad. I don't want to support that. Let's do it in America. Canada's been burned enough with the fire. Let's start a fire in America. So we'll do it in America, and then that's how we'll get out of it. Worst case scenario solved.
Yay. Okay.
All right. Fuck. That's the don't ever do that. If you ever get stranded in the woods, what you seriously should do is set up a shelter, try and get a fire going.
Right.
Literally first night, just get safe, get in a structure, get a heat source, keep yourself dry, keep yourself warm.
Yeah.
And then the next day after you've slept enough as well as you can, try and forage for food. Just keep hope alive in that scenario. You may be stranded for a few days if that happens. This is all Bear Grylls shit. I don't know. I'm just regurgitating what I saw Survivor Man say on Discovery Channel. And I love that show because Survivor Man would literally go out there with the cameras and record himself every day for like 5 days living in that area. And then a helicopter would come in and get him. Bear Grylls, he stays at a hotel like every night. Like he's like, fuck this shit. but to be fair, Bear Grylls was in the Foreign Legion, so like he served in a military and so he earns it.
He
earned a hotel room. He drinks piss and like he drinks the water out of shit. He squeezes the water out of shit and drinks it.
Oh yeah, yes.
He can sleep in a hotel room. Survivor Man just eats like bunnies. And like just like he's like, I'm stuck out here. This fucking sucks. Anyway, sorry, it's turned into a mini review of the survival shows. Go read up on survival stuff. Don't take our word for it. Go check it out yourself. Ba-dun-dun. That was a Reading Rainbow reference.
Well, it's always good to be friends with somebody who's done military service.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just pick up a book on survival shit. There's plenty of them. You could download it on your iPhone. Or you're a droid. Here's the next one. Zombie apocalypse. Aruga. Aruga. This is the big one. Zombie apocalypse.
Zombie
all right,
apocalypse.
Armando. What kind of zombies are we dealing with? We're dealing with the Bum Rush.
Oh, 28 Days Later?
Dawn of the Dead remake. Zombies. The Bum Rush.
Okay, so they're fast?
They're fast. They're vicious. They're scary. They're gross. Because they're fresh. Mm-hmm. They're not like, you know, so rotted that they can... fuck. Like, because if you think about it, you know, zombies wouldn't last that long. If we had a zombie outbreak and ever like
yeah,
you know,
unless like
the zombies would like rot away to the point that they couldn't really keep
like
coming
they
after us.
Defy the laws of physics,
right?
Somehow, right?
Unless there was some sort of voodoo magic, which is where zombie lore came from, was voodoo. Oh, that's what we do. We find a voodoo priest. Why didn't God damn it? That's what they should have done in every zombie movie. Fucking Walking Dead. Just go find a voodoo priest. That motherfucker will reverse all this shit.
Well,
boom! Problem solved. Next worst case. Go find a voodoo priest or New Orleans. You can go to New Orleans.
Well, I thought
Louisiana.
I thought they were in the Caribbean.
Yeah, or New Orleans, Louisiana. You can find a voodoo priest down there.
Oh, okay.
Easily.
You know a guy?
Well, I'm sure we could find one on Craigslist.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, let's just Craigslist a voodoo priest. We'll keep him in our back. That's what I'm saying. We'll keep him in our back pocket, and then when fucking zombie apocalypse breaks out, we'll be like, yo. Hector, or whatever his name is, dude, it's happening. Do your work, and he'll be like, "Okay, problem solved. You're welcome, world." You just saw. That's why don't they find a voodoo priest? That's where all of this zombie shit comes from.
Aren't some of the zombies due to a virus?
Fuck that.
Okay.
Fuck the alien asteroid shit, where it's like, oh, an asteroid fell on Earth and created zombies.
Wait, what?
Fuck you.
Hey, and Night of the Living Dead was like electricity or something like that.
What do you mean, a Night of the Living Dead was electricity?
Is that how they killed them?
That was a way they tried to kill them because their heads would pop. They'd electrocute them to the point that their brain would liquefy or explode. And then they would die again after already being dead and then being reanimated. Imagine that. You die, and then you come back to life, but you're barely functional because your brain's all rotted out. Mm. And you're trying to be like, whoa, what's going on? Where am I? What's happening? Like, hey, I'm hungry. That looks like food. And then they kill you again. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm dead again. I was just alive for like a day after I was dead for like how long? No, but you got to be pretty fresh to be a zombie. That's it. I'm saying voodoo priest, because if it all originates from voodoo lore and you get a legit voodoo priest that like practices this shit, maybe they're the ones who are causing this, man. Maybe it's the voodoo priests that are doing the zombies, man. They're in on it. It's an inside job, Armando. It is. I mean, think about it. I mean, if it all originates from that folklore, then that's where you go to stop them. It's like you chop off, you get the you,
chop
like the
off his head.
It's the vampire, right? Like the main vampire. If you go and you kill like the master vampire, then all the vampires turn back to people. That's the folklore, I guess.
Okay.
Supposedly, is if you kill. Because like they're all subservient to their master vampire in the hierarchy, at least according to the majority of vampire folklore. And if you kill the main one that caused basically patient zero, if you go after patient zero and you take them out, you won't be a vampire anymore and you'll survive. But I'm just saying, find a voodoo priest on that one. But legitimately though, like other than the voodoo priest answer, Armando, I'm going to let you handle the zombie apocalypse one. Going to want to get out of a major metropolitan area, first of all.
Okay, so, let's see. We're in a major metropolitan area?
You and me as a team. Zombie apocalypse. We got to find a voodoo priest, but we got to get down to New Orleans, Louisiana. How do we get there from New York?
So, we got to survive.
So, we're in Queens right now. Boom. Zombie outbreak.
Outbreak. So, we'd have to stay inside for a while. We'd have to, like, get food.
Well, we could chill here for a little, and then there's the bodega downstairs. So we could break in there and loot it. And then we got the Dunkin' Donuts. We'll loot them. I mean, of course, the neighbors will be looting as well. We'll all be looting. And it's a zombie apocalypse. People go fucking batshit crazy. So we're near an area of Queens that is protected. And we're close enough to that area that if something like a zombie apocalypse were to happen and we would need armed like soldiers or armed police officers or just anyone with a gun and a badge or some sort of like qualification to carry that if a zombie outbreak were to happen, they would love to just like shoot their guns at anyone.
Shouldn't we just go like high up into a building and just wait till like people
look down and
people kill each other / the zombies and the crowds thin out?
Yeah, that's honestly, that was my strategy, was the long game.
Right.
I call it the long game strategy, and I sort of had this secret. I'm glad you said this, because this is something I've been thinking about for a long time. I was like, okay, if there's ever a zombie apocalypse, I'm like, I would just hide. And be like, what? What do you mean? I would wait. I'm like, what do you mean you'd wait? Because I would wait till every dumb motherfucker runs around. It's like, what do I do? And then they turn into a zombie, and then they get killed by another motherfucker who's like, I'm going to be a badass, and then they die. They turn into a zombie, then they get killed by somebody else who's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to try and survive. And then they're going to try and survive, and then they're going to get turned into a zombie. That's when I come in and kill them.
Right.
And say, fuck all you idiots. You should have just fucking, you all killed each other off. Way to go.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm lurking in the shadows like Slender Man.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, yeah, and then the law enforcement and the armed forces.
As they all are killing each other off slowly, one by one.
Holy shit.
Oh, they'll drop bombs, won't they?
Right?
They're going to drop bombs. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
They're going to drop the Moab.
What if they quarantine the city?
And then bomb it, just like the movies. Yep, that's it. Military response. Boom. Quarantine the city. Bomb it.
No.
Wipe it out. Needs of the many far surpass the needs of the few. God damn it, we're fucked, Armando. We got to get the fuck out of this city.
All right, so
we can't hide.
Plan B.
Plan B. All right. Switch her up, Armando. Okay. I didn't realize, because we've talked about zombie apocalypse before on the show, but I didn't realize we would go this far into it. I'm actually surprised.
Oh, wait. Does Moab go, like, underground?
Yeah, dude. Moab goes deep. It's a fucking, it's like, okay, you know, like a nuclear bomb is, like, pretty fucking crazy?
Yeah.
All I know is that it's just below an atomic bomb.
Right, like, right.
You take a couple of Moabs, and that's an atomic bomb. So the blast radius is pretty significant, I'd imagine. And the devastation and fallout, even though it wouldn't be radioactive, which if it's a quarantined area and they want to incinerate it, they may use napalm. They may go old school.
Mm.
They may burn. They may just, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to have to leave the city. So we're going to have to go to the ocean. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to go to the water, man. And then we're going to have to go around.
You know,
that's what I do.
Water's a good idea.
Hit the water, steal a boat,
commandeer
a vessel. Be like, I'm commandeering this boat. What is it? Mutiny, but I'm not a part of the crew. There's no one here, Mike. Just take it. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go. Can I put a pirate flag up? No, we don't have one. All right, I'll make one later. Out of what? My shirt. I'll figure it out. Fuck all you.
Right,
and then we go. And then we're like, oh, shit, we're out of gas. sails? No.
Well, we could get something as
we'll
an oar.
Paddle over.
Yeah, we could
paddle over.
We could use our hands.
Yeah, we'll get sticks or whatever. We'll find a way. Jeff Goldblum.
We'll Goldblum it.
Life finds a way. We'll Goldblum it. And,
all right, yeah. Okay, so.
So we'll go up to Canada, because who's going to bomb Canada? Who's going to bomb Canada during a zombie apocalypse? Yeah. Who? Yeah. Us? But even we wouldn't do it.
Really?
Come on, think about it. We'd be like, Canada, what's the point? It's like, they're our hat.
No,
it's like bombing our hat. It's like, why would you burn your hat? Think about it. Why would you poke a hole in your hat? Like, that's Canada. That's to America. They're our hat. It's like, we need them.
But okay. So
they make us look good.
So the water is a great idea.
Yeah, let's go out of the water. We'll go up to Canada. Away from major metropolitan areas, and we'll go to the woods. Well, we're always ending up in the woods, and we'll be stranded out in the woods, and we'll just do that. The woods thing.
Woods, yeah.
Yeah, we'll go back to scenario one.
Right.
But we won't burn the woods down. We'll just live in the woods until other people show up, and we'll create a hippie commune.
Right, right.
Get a hold of some seeds for corn and other things to grow in a hippie commune.
Right.
Growing seeds. Anyway.
Yeah.
And then life will find a way. Goldblum. Boom.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario solved.
Yeah, we could wait it
go
out
to
in the boat.
Wait it out in the water.
Right.
Nice. Not bad.
Well, yeah. And every now and then go to shore and pirate some
stuff. And then after everything's all died down, go to the woods and start a super society. Super duper hippie society.
Uber society.
Uber hippie society. Yeah?
Yeah.
We like to have fun. Do you like to have fun times? We do disco. Do you disco? We disco. All right, well, that's worst case scenario solved. Let's move on to the next one, Armando. Around it now, they're getting weirder.
Okay,
being held hostage. Bum 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 bum. Now, okay,
so both of us.
Both of us. Two gunmen. Both of them have guns to our heads. We're both staying. Okay, we are both being held hostage by the same guy. Now, How about this? It's one guy holding both of us hostage. He has a gun to both of us.
So it's like
instead of two guys with two guns, it's one guy with one gun, and it's you and me, and he's holding it at both of us. Okay.
So it's like a big guy?
This is legitimately our crime-fighting scenario. We've got to take this motherfucker out, Armando.
Hmm.
I mean, there's two of us and one of him in this hostage scenario.
Right.
Now, in a traditional hostage scenario, there are stakes. There's probably, I'm saying there's one gunman. Maybe there's not. If it's a hostage scenario, we probably ended up at some fucking bank or something just randomly. Like, I have to cash a check real quick. All right, come on with me. I don't know why. Like, let's just say that happens. And then we're in the bank, and then it's like, all right, everybody, get on the floor. This is a robbery. And I'm like, wow, he's really dramatic. He's like very passionate about it. Thank you. I used to do tours of the city. What? Nothing. Anyway, you're all under robbery. Wait, what? Are you a cop or a robber? I mean, you're all shut the fuck up. All right. And then we're there. Mm-hmm. And then the main guy comes in. He goes, hello, Mr. McClane. No, it's not Hans Gruber. This isn't Die Hard. I'm trying to turn it into Die Hard where we end up saving the day like McClane style, but we both fuck it up.
Well, yeah.
We're both in like those shitty tank tops. And we're both crawling through the ducts.
It's just like player one, player
it's
two.
Shitty
like,
Die Hard. It's you and me trying to stop a bank robbery.
John McClane, palette swap
this
John
McClane.
This
is more of a movie than a god. This is more of like Die Hard, but like meets Pineapple Express. That's our movie. Copywritten. Boom. LLC. You can't take this from us. Max Landis. Yeah, that's right. We know you're paying attention. We know that was your crony who sent comment. Anyway, so we're at a bank. There's how many gunmen? For a bank robbery in New York, they'd probably need like what? Like it's probably gonna be well. If it turns into a hostage situation, they initially probably had like 4 to 5 people run in, get the money and go. Something went wrong.
Right.
Now it's a hostage situation. It ends up somehow just being me and you.
All right. Are we tied up?
No, there's five of them with guns.
Oh, okay.
We're probably just on the ground with our hands on, like, just fucking lie down. Fucking put your hands up.
Well, jeez, like, I don't know what we could do in that situation.
It's like, who do you got in there? We got hostages. Who do you got? We got a man and his wife. Be like, don't call me that. Be like, oh, whoa, we got two dudes. One of them has really blonde hair, though. Like, almost like they need to bleach it again, like the roots are showing. Hey, man, fuck you. I have a gun. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, okay, so we're lying down.
I don't know. I mean, the best strategy would be, like, look like a... Maybe to just, like, look like, you know, you're not that valuable a target.
No, we're men in our 30s. We're not.
We're like men in our 30s.
But we're still valuable, like technically.
Sort of.
Like they would still be like look, we can't let them die.
We don't have wives. We don't have kids.
No, yeah, but if it's still bad. If they let it's a bad because it's a hostage situation, so that means the news is there.
Right.
So that if we die, we're Joe Schmo.
Right.
That's how the news is selling it. These are average American men who are being held hostage, blah, 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 blah. What do we do? I think there's nothing you can do in one of those situations. I think all you can do is just do what you're told.
Yeah, if you have a bunch of dudes.
Unless
guns.
You and I want to go diehard on this shit and fucking, you know, be like, all right, and then just start, like, take out a gunman, grab a gun. Like you and me trying to take let's approach this in a superhero context. Let's Batman and Robin these fuckers.
Well, okay, I mean if
all right, five of them, five right, gunmen.
Let's say
two with assault rifles, two with pistols.
Yeah, let's say like they're gonna kill us anyway.
The two with the pistols were the guys handling the tellers and the money, and the two with the assault rifles were doing basically the guard work. Mm-hmm. So they're by the doors.
Right.
So the two guys with the pistols, there's one guy on the radio, on the horn or whatever, and then there's another guy talking to him, and he's watching us, and then they all have guns on us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How could we get out of this scenario? I mean, basically you do what you're told, but how do we fight them?
Geez.
I'd say get the assault rifles. Go after the assault rifles. If you get one of those assault rifles, you have more bullets than the guys with the pistols.
I'm not even sure that I know how to use an assault rifle.
Generally, most firearms are right-handed.
So if it doesn't work one way, it'll work
if
the
you
other
pull,
way.
It's point and click, man. It's like it's a great interface. It's literally point and click.
And then I shoot in and it flies out of my hand.
That'd be awesome. I would laugh. and then you'd be dead. And then I'd die.
But, you point and laugh at me.
You fucking idiot.
Boom.
No, I'd probably point at you with the gun and laugh and accidentally shoot you. Be like, what a dumbass. Oh, shit. What the fuck? I said point and click, and I pointed and clicked, Armando. And you're like, why'd you shoot me? I'll be like, I'm sorry, bro. And then they're like, these guys are fucking idiots. Why are they trying to take us on? They're like military, ex-military. But anyway, I'd say, but wouldn't it be hilarious if none of the guns were loaded? And then they're like, oh, fuck, and they just start beating the shit out of us. They're like, oh, damn it, I thought we would have had guns. So, yeah, I guess we can't fight them. But if we could, I'd say go after the assault rifles because you have more ammunition there. Even if you're not familiar with how to shoot one, go for it.
Yeah, I have a keychain, so I could try to strangle one while you try to wrestle the gun away from him. But
that's one scenario, and then we could both use them as a human shield as they shoot. I could
it would have
the
to be
gun,
the fattest
and we wouldn't
one
have to
there.
Wrestle the gun away. I could literally just use his hand and just, you know, while we both hide behind him.
Yeah.
And then we could just try and take him out. I could wrestle the gun away. Technically, he would probably have another gun on him as backup. You can get a hold of that. That'd be a pistol. You could handle that. And then we'd have to just stay by there, see if they have a communication device, and see if we could get the police to say, "Hey, we got we are behind the counter. We are armed and we are behind the counter. We are the hostages. Come in.
Right.
Breach. Come in.
We'd have to be really conscious of what's cover, you know.
I'd tell them where we were. I'd say we were behind the counter by the register. We are both armed for our protection. We are the hostages. Breach the door. Take them out. They're dressed like that. They look like that. And then they'll come in. They'll be like, all right, just drop your weapons. We'll drop the weapons. We'll just hide behind the counter. And then that would be in an ideal scenario if we could.
Right.
But in reality, if we tried to be like, we just pop, we're dead. Or they'd shoot our legs.
Yeah.
It's like then we're injured. Then it's like, fuck, why did we try to fight crime? We can't fight crime. Ow. And it's like, stop complaining. You shot me in the leg. Dick. Well, if your friend didn't try and play cowboy. Are you Alan Rickman? I thought he passed away. Shut up, and he slaps me. All right, so I guess the best thing to do in a hostage situation is whatever the fucking guy with the gun or the knife says.
Yep.
Otherwise, don't die hard it.
Right,
you will die hard.
You will die hard.
You will die very hard if
or
you try
easy.
To die hard. Or die easy. For them, it'll be easy. For you, it'll suck.
Yeah.
Die suck. Kill suck. That's going to be our ripoff. That'll be the version that we do. We've already laid out the plot. We kind of did a You're Welcome Hollywood in this scenario. It's a parody of Die Hard. It's called Kill Suck. It stars Armando and myself.
Just blundering through.
Blundering through and saving the day, but getting shot and almost dying. Dying hard, but kill suck. We suck at killing. And they suck at trying to kill us. Like, why can't we kill them? They're idiots. It's like somehow we keep winning. I'd watch that movie, actually. That's it. Kill Suck. Coming to a multiplex near you, people. All right, so here's the next worst-case scenario, Armando Aranda, and we're going to round it out here. These next two are speed rounds. Are you ready?
Okay, cool.
Okay, we're going sci-fi.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Abducted by aliens.
Okay, abducted by aliens.
You and me, at the same time, we're both abducted by aliens.
That's kind of like the hostage situation.
Kind of like a hostage situation, but...
You might be able to try to talk to him. I don't know.
I'm thinking aliens, they're going to want to do stuff. Like, if they abducted both of us at the same time, let's say we're in the same chamber. Mm-hmm. So here we are. We're in an alien hostage chamber.
Right.
And we're just kind of sitting there, and there's like I'm sure they got like chairs for us or something. Like they're not monsters. They're aliens, not monsters. But I'm assuming if they've abducted us, they want to study us. And if they've abducted us at the same time, they're probably studying us at the same time.
I guess.
So they probably want to see how we interact.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to interact like we are now. So I guess we'd have to just be like, "What the fuck is going on? Like, where are we? Are these aliens? Are we in an alien ship?" What the fuck is going on? And they'd look at us and be like, oh, yes. They seem agitated. Like, and then you'd be like, all right, calm down. And I'd be like, fuck you, calm down. Like, we're And you'd be like, no, this is weird. This is weird. Yeah.
I mean, what can we do about it? I mean,
and I'd be like, what do you mean? Let's fight him. Let's break out of here.
I mean, would
let's,
be
let's be Prometheus this bitch and take the creatorship.
Okay, that's assuming we're not paralyzed, right?
No, I'm just thinking that we're in some chamber that we can't get out of.
Okay, so we're in a chamber that we can't get out of. I don't know.
Then
just have to figure out what. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, and then they put a box.
A box?
In the middle of the room. It's a blue box with a red button, and they just put it there. Fucking assholes. Fucking aliens. And they're literally just doing experimentations on us to see how we react in this being abducted. Because there's the other option, which is that they, you know, probe us, that they do medical experiments. I'm thinking if they're aliens, like, I'm thinking that box, it's probably food. They're probably trying to feed us. They're probably like they're abducted. They're probably hungry. They're probably afraid. If we put this box in there with a button, let's see what they do.
Yeah, I'd probably press
the
button.
I'd push it just to be like, okay, let's move forward, please.
Yeah.
Like, what's the next step?
At some point, right?
Yeah. I mean, at first I'd wait.
Like, if the button kills us, I guess they might as well get it over with,
yeah.
Right?
But if it kills us and we wait for a specific amount of time and then they take it out, they'd be like, okay. next test. It's like, oh, fuck. But I mean, that's one scenario. But I'd imagine if we're abducted by aliens, there's not much we could do other than I would try to, in that scenario, in a worst case scenario like that, comply in whatever way you can. Realize that they've abducted you for a reason. They're probably studying you, probably studying us, right? I'd say we just like the hostage, like you said, with the hostage, it's just like a hostage scenario. You kind of just got to do whatever the aliens do.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah.
Or with you. Oh, God. It sounds horrible. I hope they're sexy aliens.
Yeah.
Like David Bowie aliens. Or Tilda Swinton aliens. A lot of people don't find her sexy. I think Tilda Swinton's sexy, but
I don't know what she looks like.
She looks like David Bowie.
Right.
I don't know. I think I got a thing for Tilda Swinton. It's weird. And Helen Mirren. I'm an odd person. You're an odd individual, aren't you? Yes, I am. Here's the next quickie. And oh my God, this is a crazy one.
Wow.
But just to round out the alien abduction one, and the hostage scenario, we feel like they're both the same. It just end up doing whatever they say.
Yeah,
it's just safer bet.
More or less.
More
try
or
to
less.
Negotiate.
Hopefully, they're sexy Tilda Swinton aliens or Helen Mirren aliens,
right?
Or David Bowie aliens.
If they were sexy, you know.
Whatever. Do whatever you want, sexy aliens.
Yeah, right.
Let's have a sexy alien abduction time.
Don't send me back there.
Don't send me back.
Don't send me back to Earth. It sucks there.
Yeah, you guys are sexy aliens. Keep me here forever. Here's the next sci-fi one. This is Bizarro Town. You encounter a furcher.
a furcher?
You encounter a furcher. Furcher. I went all Swedish Chef from the Muppets on that one. Holy shit. Furdy furdy fur. You encounter a future version of yourself. Oh, fuck, this is a worst case scenario. Space, time, the fabric of space and time, the universe collapsing in on itself. The same, like matter cannot occupy the same time and space at the same time and space.
Right.
So this is a worst case scenario. And it's you and me. So it's the future version of you and me. And we encounter that version of ourselves. We can't touch ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely can't do that.
We can't.
I could touch future you and you could touch future me. But we can't touch future versions of ourselves.
Why not?
Because space-time.
Okay.
If we did that, it would matter. Our matter existing at the same time in space.
Mm-hmm. So
it would literally, a black hole, the universe would probably just be like, boop. It wouldn't even explode. Just be like, boop.
Okay, so future versions of ourselves. So we
Why the fuck did we come back in time knowing that we could fuck everything up by coming back in time?
Well, I don't know. It must be.
I'd be pissed off. First of all, I'd yell at myself.
Well,
I'd be like, why are you here? You shouldn't be here, future
idiot.
Me. You know better than this. Be like, no, I've come back to warn you. It's like, wait a minute. Did I turn into Doc Brown? Yes. It's your kids, Mike. Something happens to your kids. Oh, geez, this is heavy. And then all of a sudden turns into fucking Back to the Future. I'd run away. I'd run away. I would know it was me. I would look and I would just, you would know.
Well,
you would know if it was a future version of yourself. I mean, at least I'd have a feeling.
I'd probably like stalk them for a little bit to see what's
No,
up.
You encounter them. But what does the encounter mean?
Yeah, what does the encounter
does
entail?
It mean,
do we go face to face?
How about
do they pop up in a portal right next to us?
We're out and about in public,
right.
You and me. just out and about on our, you know, on our strolls, on our walks, we go on our walkies, and our walkies and our talkies. by the bridge. It's very romantic. So we're on our walkie-talkie, and we boom, future Mike and Armando are there, and it's like, oh fuck.
What do you mean boom?
No, well, I mean, like, we see two people walking up, and I'm like, whoa, that kind of looks like a weird future version of you and me. And then we get closer, and it is. It's us from the future. Right. Now, how far in the future would it be to be weird? Like any time, a minute, it doesn't matter. Encountering yourself from at any point would be weird. But in this scenario, we got to pick one.
What if they have like red cyborg eyes?
Whoa! I'd be like, "Yeah, dude, you got the upgrade." Yeah. High five myself, and then all of reality would unravel. Like, yeah, upgraded the eyes, the cybo eyes. Or wings. I'd like to have a jetpack. I don't know. Hopefully future me would have a lightsaber and a... I got to remember. If lightsabers and hoverboards are real in the future and I could time travel, I got to come back and show me, yes, they will happen one day. I promise. And then hoverboard away with my lightsaber. I promise you, one day this will happen. And then it's like, oh my god, I'll have a hoverboard and a fucking lightsaber. Yes, like that's like the ultimate nerd thing you could have,
right?
Other than the DeLorean, and you know the one,
right?
The DeLorean, the time machine, right. Which is probably why we ended up meeting the future versions of ourselves. I went into some alternate dimension, got a hold of the DeLorean where it's real, hoverboards where they're real, where that all was real. And then came back.
I mean, if we
that's how I'm explaining it in this scenario.
I mean, if we weren't spotted by the future people, I'd probably just, like, you know, see what's up with them. I'd probably, like, trail them for a little bit.
I guess the whole point of this worst case scenario is, what would you ask your future self?
What would I ask?
Would you want to ask? I wouldn't. Personally, I'd just be like, look, I gotta go. And he'd be like, yeah, I understand. Unless I was really trying to warn myself about something.
Yeah, like, is there, hey, is
Marty!
There,
like, it's a legit Marty moment.
Is
like
there
Doc
anything
Brown.
I should know?
Yeah, well, if you had to ask a question, be like, do you want, is there anything I should know that, like, that,
should I know why you're here now?
Do I need to know why you're here now? Like, is this going to fuck things up if we talk? Should we just move along? What do we do? Like, personally, I would avoid it. I would avoid my future self.
Yeah.
I would. I'd run away.
I mean,
I'd hide.
I'd be curious to know if there's something I should know.
Well, you'd want to follow yourself. I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to follow myself. I would run away. I would not want to see my future self. I would not want to talk to my future self. I would be like, fuck that. No, because I don't want to know any of it. That would fuck up anything. Anything that would be real or organic in my life would instantaneously be kind of fucked up via a future version of myself coming back and interfering with me.
I don't know.
Unless
fucked up already.
Well, if our shit's already fucked up, yeah. If your shit's already fucked up, then whatever. But again, when you're dealing with uncertainty, I'm sorry, I got to go with the uncertainty principle here. Which isn't real.
Does this involve Trump?
Nope. It's the uncertainty principle. But, you know, which is that, you know, if you're not sure about the outcome and if the outcome is most likely going to be a bad outcome.
Well, who knows?
Then maybe you shouldn't do this. Like, that's the answer.
All right. So
if it seems like a bad idea, if it might be a bad idea, if all the facts and figures point to not good, don't do it. I'm using the uncertainty principle, and that's me.
Well, okay, so you'd avoid
me personally.
It.
Me personally,
I want to
say,
I would want to investigate further. I want to see if like they're trying to find us and why they're.
But
trying
But you know
to
what,
us.
We're doing it as a team, so I gotta help. I'll watch your guy for you, but don't watch my guy, and I'll report back to you on your guy.
Fine.
Guy better not hang out with my guy too much. But if we're friends and we're time traveling together, then we're gonna be hanging out all the time.
Yeah, we're good.
Fuck. All right.
Yeah.
We'll do it anyway.
I would say we find out what we're up to.
Well, we got to do it as a team, so
find out what we're up to, just see,
boom.
Like, you know. And if they're not going to kill us or anything like
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, why would they want to kill the younger version?
I don't
Whoa.
Know.
Yeah,
don't
we'd
know.
Have to figure out. Well,
I don't know. Maybe they're not the real future us.
I guess the idea is distance. Distance and hesitation.
Yeah. Observe from a distance.
Observe from a distance until we learn more, then possibly approach. Otherwise, stay away.
Yeah.
For until we know more.
Or get other people to approach. Yeah.
Hire a private investigator.
Yeah.
Interesting. No, another good idea. Well, there you go, guys. We just survived another worst case scenario. But douch, you're welcome. So that's gonna do it for this awesome hypotheticals. I think we survived fairly well, Armando. Look, we made it out at the other end of all these worst case scenarios, and we're still in fairly one piece.
Right.
Mainly.
I think so. I'll check later.
Yeah, we'll check later. We'll make sure we have. Let's see,
our walkies and talkies.
Three. Balls. Okay, good. All of three are there.
Great.
That's one of my favorite jokes from Austin Powers when he was like, let me check my testicles. 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're good. It's just like, I remember just laughing so hard. It's such a subtle joke. And with that, we're ending the Awesome Hypotheticals. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Don't forget, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. And of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic, that website, yotina.podomatic.com. Said it once, say it again, yotina.podomatic.com. Like, download, subscribe for free to our YouTube channel as well. That's right, the YouTubes. Simmer Mike, all caps, no space, like I'm shouting at you. Simmer Mike! Like, download, subscribe there. We do Let's Plays, trailer reactions, clip reactions now, all kinds of stuff. That's going to do it. Armando Arana, final thoughts on worst case scenarios. Out of all the worst case scenarios, which one do you think would be more... Well, let's go with fun. Out of all the, what would be a more fun worst case scenario? Because we always go with the worst. Let's go with, like, what's the least of the worst or the most fun of the worst?
Well, hot aliens, of course.
Hot aliens being abducted by sexy aliens.
Yeah,
that's
right.
There we go. Yet again, Armando Aranda with the gym. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this awesome hypotheticals. Peace and keep an open mind and an open heart. This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up. Yeah.